Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And finally today, this small reminder that you don't necessarily have to go to a museum to find great art in Boston. You might try a local ice cream store.
My name is Aqua Holmes. I am a lifelong Boston resident. I grew up in Roxbury. And from very, very early on, I knew that I would be an artist.
Now, I see in the work that's hanging here on the walls at the J.P. Licks in Jamaica Plain that it looks like there are images from a neighborhood that might be similar to the one you grew up in?
Absolutely. Part of our job is to take things that people walk by every day and don't notice and bring them to the forefront and make you notice it. And what we want to perpetuate and keep going and share with the younger generation. I mean, my granddaughter's probably never going to hang laundry in her backyard, but I want to share with her the story of my mother and I being in the backyard doing that.
Oh, that's the laundry collage over there, the long, sort of skinny one?
Exactly. It's called Mrs. Jones, and if you look at the end of the laundry line, everything is sort of a tablecloth, a towel, a sheet, whatever, but when you get to the end, there's a pair of pants, and that's the presence of the father and the husband. Because I work in collage, which is really like bits and pieces of paper and fabric, and I collect lots of things, like these little sugar packets might end up in something of mine. Because I work that way, I sometimes challenge myself to portray things like motion or shadows using bits and pieces of paper, which is, you know, it kind of adds to the challenge of what I'm doing.
There's one more that I really am desperate to talk about, and it's the image of the little girl jumping rope.
I have to confess that, you know, double dutch was a big thing when I was growing up, and I was very clumsy as a child and could not double dutch until I was well into my teens. So this little girl she's skipping down this yellow brick road, and I see her as moving towards her destiny with joy and self-actualization, like she is the author of her own world. And that's what that represents to me. That is me.
Well, and in fact, I mean, it's even more compelling, I think, because, I mean, you're depicting the everyday lives of African Americans in Boston. I mean, that's not something that I'm familiar with that's appeared in art all that often.
If you were to read the newspapers, you know, you would think that the African American community is just one big source of problems. And that has not been my experience. I know that some of those statistical realities exist. However, there's a lot of things that don't really get shared in the media. And those are the things that I want to talk about, because it's not just what's wrong, it's about what's right.
Aqua Holmes is a Boston collage artist. Her work is currently hanging in the J.P. Licks store in Jamaica Plain. She'll also be speaking at the Boston TEDx conference in June. Her collages are truly detailed and bursting with color, so take a look at radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.